The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Well, yeah. Welcome back to Global Local FM, Tome of Huzzah. Woohoo! Actually, Henry, take this away. I'm going to take my vitamin pills.
Hi, everybody. This is Henry. You might also know me as Harvick. My friends call me that. But yeah, my legal name is Henry. Please call me Harvick if this is your first time hearing me.
How much vitamin D do you usually take?
Zero.
Zero?
I just go outside.
That is the most boomer take I've ever heard you say.
What?
It's literally like all the grannies are always like, why do you take supplements? Just go outside, eat berries or whatever.
I mean, I'm not shitting on you for taking supplements. I'm just saying
Talking about vitamin D, it was actually the best segue I ever come up with on the spot.
Probably not.
My jaw hurt for 2 weeks. I couldn't open it fully.
Yeah.
And yeah,
fuck
of course, I know. I know the joke I implied, and I implied it because everybody else would have been like, what did you do, guys? Well, I wish. The only vitamin D I've been taking is every morning 4,000 international units of it, and it's pill-sized. So,
ooh, that's too many.
Well, that's just enough for apparently for me. But point being, I'm getting old, Henry, because I woke up one day and my jaw hurt. There's literally no other, like, I did nothing. One day I just woke up and my jaw, the right side, hurt so bad I could never really fully open it. I got a GP, I went to the doctor, and she was like, do you clench your jaw? Do you grit your teeth? And I was like, yeah, whenever, like, I am a jaw clencher, and throughout the night I grit my teeth. She was like, oh, you just overstimulate your muscle and you're too stressed right now. So I was like, what do I do? She's like, looks at me, dead in the eyes, and says, well, it's either jaw physiotherapy or you can just do this. And starts locking eyes with me, just massaging her, like, you know, jaw muscles. And then we keep eye contact for like 30 seconds while she just does this. Just massaging her face in front of me. And I was like, okay, this appeals a bit sensual, but thank you. So apparently I'm at the age where I can just wake up and for 2 weeks be in pain because I just existed.
I mean, yeah. It sounds like you just clench your jaw and then you now have pain from that. That doesn't feel like too crazy. At least it's your jaw.
Do you have any random
back.
Pains? That's my beef of the week. That my body should do better. You hear that, body? You should do better. I'm taking a lot of vitamins when I need to, like, as in like the ones I need to. I started having healthy eating habits. Buddy, what the fuck is going on?
Maybe it's too late, Rudy. Maybe it's too late to eat healthy. Your body said, nah, you crossed the line. It's over.
You don't get to backtrack now, bitch.
Nah. I had a couple weeks ago, I just suddenly started having like huge tooth pain. And I was like, shit. Do I like have a hole in my teeth? Do I need to like let it get filled? You know? So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Booked the dentist a week in advance. It was like, oh shit, I'm struggling. The whole week I was like, ouchie, ouchie. And then I go to the dentist on the day of, I'm not feeling the pain really anymore. And he's like, yeah, you're all good. You're doing great. And I was like, what the fuck was this all about then? Why did I bother coming? Yeah, the nerve, indeed.
No, but as in, like, I've had dental pain before, and it was just apparently only because I was stressing. My body's response to stress for, like, a week at some point was, your teeth hurt. It's a thing that can happen, apparently.
Well, anyway, since then I've been fine. I just have a little bit in my back right now that when I go to crack my back, it, like, afterwards hurts a lot. You know that?
Well, how do you crack your back, brother?
Well, I just do like this. Like, bend over a bit. Or bend backwards a bit, I guess.
So just for people to know at home, Henry just stood on all fours, did a perfect arch Juno pose, and then, you know, keep going.
Right, and then like a corkscrew, you know, I twist my upper body around like 7 times while my lower body stays still. And then after it cracks, I just let myself unwind again, and then I've got this inexplicable
You're
back
like
pain.
a towel that's like completely squeezed out. Actually, talking about getting old, you know, I only like last week I was of this recording, actually 2 days ago from this recording. Do you know what Juno pose is?
No.
Know what? Just to piss off our listeners, we're gonna leave it at this. And then the
Okay.
next episode, I'll tell you.
What is this in
It's
reference to?
related to Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay. Yeah, I
And
don't
I
know.
genuinely find it to be a weird thing, but people our age even find it to be a phenomena that's trend-setting. And when I saw what it was, I was a bit worried. Okay, anyways, where are we today? We are in Flores, Guatemala, episode
Yes.
47, Tome of Hazza. Yeah, you do better. Well, you're looking at me, they're like, do better.
Tom of Huzzah.
Wow. You're just okay.
Tom of Huzzah.
No, I have to do more godlike. Huzzah! Oh, I fell on my jaw again. There it goes.
All right. Yeah, Rudy, we're in Guatemala. I've got a couple facts written down, just as I always do. For those that don't know, Guatemala is a country in Central America. It neighbors Mexico. It used to be part of the Central American Federation, and that shit didn't really work out. It was like a 20-year long nation, and then since then it was like, all right, we're on our own. Since the 1850s, they went off by themselves, and that's basically all I've got. I don't really know that much about Guatemala.
Okay, well, that was ravishing, fulfilling, and flourishing. So look at the hate in his eyes.
It's just never, you know, dear listeners, I was saying this actually before the episode. It's just never good enough for this guy. You just, it's impossible
Will
to
go on
start on
record
something that he'll
saying,
like.
yes, the thing about living with me is I can't live with me. It's never enough, Henry. Even I have problems living up to my own standards. So, with that good note, on to the news! Would you like to take it away first, or should I?
Let me look at what I had prepared. Yeah, I'll go first. Just in the off
Right,
chance
my
that
dear
you have
colleague.
this one as well, because
Oh,
I struggle a bit to
okay.
find news. Mysterious man jumps off bridge, and you won't believe the reason why.
I do not have this. What is this? Honestly,
It's right.
intriguing.
I sens I sensationalized the title, I must say. I turned it into clickbait. Rudy, why do you think this man jumps off a bridge?
I don't want to say the real reason I think he jumps off a bridge, so I'm going to
Come
say
on, Rudy.
he's a diver.
Let's get the real answer.
I would really hope that you would not have put a somebody who
Come
wants
on,
to kill
Rudy.
themselves on this podcast.
We remember at the episode in Egypt and what I brought then. Why would you think that's above me?
Okay, well then on this lovely note, this guy just splattered himself. Woohoo!
Wrong, Rudy. And I can't believe you would even fucking guess that. I would never do that,
Oh.
and I find it frankly a little bit disturbing of you.
Yeah, I found it disturbing too.
Yes, so Hector Chacon is a is a Guatemalan man who regularly jumps off a bridge to help the less fortunate, Rudy. Around Christmas time.
Wait, who
Yeah.
regularly jumps off a bridge to help the poor?
Yes. Around
What?
Christmas time, he dresses as Santa, brings a bag full of gifts, and abseils 70 meters off of a bridge to deliver the gifts to poor children.
I am still confused. Like, okay, now the only thing that changes about the situation that you told me is the theme.
Yeah.
The facts stay the same. I still don't get how jumping off a bridge helps the poor.
I think it's just because it's cool. It's like a spectacle. It's like,
also,
holy
he's
shit,
like,
there comes
kids,
Santa.
Look at this Santa. And he does like a front flip from 70 meters high. He's like, yo!
Sort of. I mean, I guess it's not really much of a jump. That was part of the sensationalizing it. Just they throw a rope down and he climbs down on the rope 70 meters to meet the
brother,
kids.
That is a bit, you know what? A bit, you said. I would say that's more than a bit by just saying jumping 70 meters or climbing down a rope.
Well, Rudy, this is just a lesson in critical thinking, all right?
I
think you just need
to
think for yourself.
I can be critical, but there's no thinking.
All right. Actually, what he does is he just attaches a rope to his feet and then he bungee jumps down like about 50 times, delivering individual gifts to all the children.
Why? That image is so funny to me. I just imagine him basically like pirouetting around the bridge, just like in a circle. Woo!
But yeah, so he's been doing this for 27 years. Each year, the children wait at the bottom of the bridge, cheering him on as he climbs down. And he says that he believes that every child, deserves a toy for Christmas, and that the families who don't have a lot of money can focus on spending that money in more important areas, while their children still get to have toys to play.
I support these kind of people. They're very nice. We should have more of them.
Yes. And in fact, Rudy,
that being said, when I go to McDonald's and they offer me to donate 50 cents to Children Foundation something something, I say no.
Yes. And I will go on record, people. Everybody, do not donate via like that kind of shit. If you want to donate, just donate yourself. Don't.
Yep. It's a scam.
Do it in the name of a corporation. All right, people? It's just for tax cuts for them.
Yep.
They don't care about the children. In fact, if they could get $1,000 for every child they murder, you'd better believe that we would be extinct soon, all right? So don't give money to the corporations, all right?
Okay, I don't know what door I opened, but
yeah,
that's going
saying,
off at it.
I'm just saying, give some money of your own through your own means. You know what, Rudy? There's a great cause to give money to at this moment. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh.
Wait, repeat the sentence.
Oh, there's a great cause to give money to at this moment. A very
the
recent
great cause
event.
For money? What?
Great cause?
For money.
Yes. A great cause to donate to.
Oh, like that. Jesus, I completely misunderstood the sentence. I was like, there's a great cost for money. I'm like, doesn't money in itself is the cost? Wait, what do you mean?
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Well, there's many things that are happening. I don't know if I want to mention them.
Come on, Rudy. Let's say one. Let's say the main one that would have happened very recently. Come on, Rudy. This is part of the public shaming of you.
Okay. Well, there's two things that come to mind. Bangkok just recently had a huge earthquake. Like, 2 to 3 days ago.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
You passed the test.
And
good
then
job,
the other
Rudy.
One I was going to say is there's huge protest in Istanbul.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is to let you know that there has also been another massive earthquake in Istanbul recently.
You can also give money to me personally. I think that kind of tops
the
other
because that's a relief fund, huh?
Yeah.
It's just a relief fund in the sense that I am relieving myself of money, I guess.
Yes, you are relieving yourself, and I will be relieved when I get that extra money in my bank account. And
hit them
I'll
with the double
what,
whammy. Which is, you know what? No. I can't believe it, but Henry, you did it. You're a genius. Greatest segue, because my next article says, hit them with the good old double whammy.
All right. I feel like you're giving me compliments for the segue that you created yourself, but
listen,
I think you did a good job, Rudy.
Oh, well, No, you did a good job.
All right. Thanks, it was all me.
Anyways, we all like to complain, right? Especially us, Henry. Especially us.
Yep.
That should have been the fifth one. We stay winning, we stay cooking and all the things, and we stay complaining. And I mean all of us, because it is perhaps one of the most hypocritical of things we humans do. Nobody likes hearing it, but everyone does it. Why do I bring it up? Well, it seems that in Guatemala, a separate entity from the executive government, namely the National Commission Against Corruption, made by President Bernardo, what's that name? Arevalo, I think. Might have butchered it. on February 14 of the last year, is supposedly doing God's work at collecting all these complaints we usually have, in this case about government, and putting their progress up for everyone else to see. So TLDR, for Guatemala, there is a separate entity where you can lodge a complaint that usually have about a government official, and because there's a legal process that usually goes about these complaints, that website tracks that progress for you. Well, what a nice initiative to have.
Yeah.
And no much to say there, except... turns out that either did they not fully think it through, or simply thought that no one would use it, but since its creation, the service has logged 251 complaint cases, and only 20% of them have shown any movement or progress when it comes to executives. How does that happen when a president makes another governmental entity, which is technically separate of the government, to lodge the complaints about the government, and only 20% seems to have any movement? And you're there like, well, this seems to be a whammy, but I can tell you there is a double whammy incoming. That's right, all right. At least there's some progress for 20%, right? After all, well, a recent closer inspection proved that turns out that all the cases that showed some progress, not the 20%, they showed it towards a conclusion and are actually cases that were seemingly heading to withdrawal or a conclusion without repercussions.
Okay.
So these are all the complaints that basically the government was like, no, this one is not objective. We can get rid of this one.
Well, here's the thing, Rudy, that I'll say, is that when you open up a complaint line, you have to be prepared for a lot of people to just send an absolute drivel, you know? Like, if I say, send us your complaints about Globally Local FM, and someone says, Rudy is a poop head, what are we going to do about that?
Agree and move on. Did not expect that, did that, you?
Would you consider that something that's been actioned and brought to a conclusion?
Yeah, about...
Okay. I guess in that case,
also,
yeah,
it's pretty
easy.
Can I just get you to say this on record? Are you out here supporting a corrupt government?
No. I'm just saying. Continue. I'm just saying. I think
this is exactly
the thing of...
American rednecks. Listen, I have no problem with them black people. But...
I'm just saying, and this is not in defense of anybody, except me. I'm just saying that just because, like, not all complaints are valid, you know. Your complaint has to be something, like, what is this complaint line for, is what I'm saying, you know. Just 20% being actioned on its face, that seems fine to me, because it just depends on what the 80% is. But, Rudy... I think the stuff heading that it's all basically a no consequence thing, that's where it's more like, okay, that's pretty weird, because you would think at least one complaint would be like valid and something that should be actioned. Ultimately, it just depends on the contents is what I'm saying.
Yeah, fair. I mean, should we make a website where we can complain about each other and then sit?
Yeah.
Continues the progress onwards with the complaints.
Bruh.
So wait, it's me complaining about you and you complaining about me?
Yeah.
And then Sid has to decide how we action that.
Yes.
So if I say I don't like, I don't know, Rudy's hoodie, for example, Sid will see that and say, Rudy, you're not allowed to wear that hoodie anymore.
I would say it's fucked up. What, am I supposed to sit here naked?
Yes.
I mean, baby, I can make that happen for you for the next episode. Don't worry about it.
All right. I'm pretty sure you've already recorded an episode with me where you were basically shirtless. And I didn't say anything up until now.
Well, first of all, if I did that, thank you for making it public knowledge. secondly, I don't remember it, so I don't know what I was doing. Probably was drunk.
When was this? This would have been summer, obviously, for you guys.
I see that how that could have happened because my house was sweltering.
Yes. It wasn't like actually shirtless, but you were like sitting there with like, what's it called? I guess a shirt that was like unbuttoned.
That's every shirt I wear. You have to be a bit more specific.
That's all I've got. I just vaguely remember this, Rudy, because I was like,
you know,
wow,
my
Rudy's
rules.
Really going for it today.
You know my rules. The first two for free, for the third one you already pay. I'm talking about my shirt buttons, of course.
Right. Well, I guess I got off lucky then, because they were all unbuttoned.
I mean, it was a discount day, I guess. Free OnlyFans
Hell
for
yeah.
day.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Rudy. Is it time to jump to the ad, perhaps? Speaking of no clothes.
Okay, yeah, sure. Now I'm really intrigued.
All right. Well, we'll see you in a bit, everybody. Except it's a radio show, so we won't. We'll hear you. No, not even that. We'll speak to you in a bit. Have you ever had this problem?
My pants keep slipping off, even when I'm using a belt. I feel as if there's just not sufficient support for my pants.
Slipping pants is a common problem, especially for those with a weird body type. Well, fear not, for today I have come to present you the solution to this ever-present problem.
Hey! Hey! Psst! Hey! Yeah! You! Listen up now, because we don't have long, alright? My name is Harvick. I'm from the year 2061. In 2058, there was a global hostile takeover of all governments. Big Pants overthrew all the governments and slowly forced everyone worldwide to just make pants. Now, almost everyone I know works in a cargo pants sweatshop with no hopes or dreams to fight for. Listen, I'm here to retake the future and I need your help. Big Pants started growing right after this ad, so I need you to ignore their message and, even better yet, walk around from now on without pants on, so that your message is loud and clear. You won't stand for a future with pants. What's that? Shit, I gotta go now. The jeans police are here, and they're gonna turn me into booty shorts if I don't skedaddle. Remember now, Bart for the future, leave your pants at home.
Alright, now one more time for those that didn't hear. Attach the pant machine to your shoes and to the top of your jeans, strap on your seat buckle, and sit comfy. Pants will never be as comfortable as when the pant machine wears them for you.
You know what? I take our future very seriously. You know, like this planet's future, our children's future, whatever. So I'm going to commit and I'm going to take my pants off and do the recording without my pants on now. So,
I think that's very good, Rudy. I actually went to the supermarket yesterday without pants and then... You know, as you'd have it, Big Pants, they immediately called the police. I was immediately arrested. And it must have been because Big Pants is planning to take over the world. You know, that's all I'm saying. There wouldn't be any other reason behind it.
Just to prove it, I have no pants on.
All right. Great stuff. Thanks for that.
Yeah, so that was free OnlyFans for you.
Great. That's what I've always
I will be very
you,
specific
Rudy.
On the podcast. I do wear underwear.
Yeah, well, I didn't say no undies. It just said no pants.
Okay, well, I can make that happen for you as well. You only see me on my head in the video camera.
Yeah, but that, you know, let's just leave it at that. All right, Rudy, let's move on.
My guy looked at me and was like, ah, fuck, this guy would commit.
All right. Close your eyes, everybody, and listen to this. You wander the streets, enjoying the sunshine and mountains and the views. I kind of stumbled over my words there, but it's all right. You enjoy the views, people, all right? That's it. Today, we're going for a cruise of the Beten Itza Lake, which I definitely mispronounced, so that you can explore all the wonderful things that the surroundings have to offer. After a long yet relaxing cruise, you set yourself up in the shade to relax. Suddenly, a panicked man runs up behind you, telling you that an extension of the Mayan calendar was found. The world is now due to end in 2026. You look scared on the outside, but inside you're celebrating, because although your death is inevitable, you always knew that that stuff in 2012 wasn't a hoax. You can finally go home to your $3 million bunker and tell your mom it was a future-proof investment after all. So if doomsday prepping is up your alley, then maybe Guatemala can be your next destination. And I should say... I meant to say this in the intro, is that Guatemala was... or is home to the Mayans, or is like the general region where the Mayans used to live. That's kind of the reason behind that segment.
As you know, I remember that hosting, like going to school and friends being like, yo, the meteor will fall today.
It is a pretty funny thing. I think that was like a very, very much in the cultural zeitgeist in a way, like across the globe, that you don't really have anymore today.
Yeah.
Does that ring true for you?
Yes. It was a weird phenomena, but I also find it so like one of those conspiracy theories that grew so large, where it's like my guys probably like, I mean, back when they lived, they just keep working on the calendar forward, right? But they were like, what, 1,000 years ahead or something like that? It's like, of course, at some point you just stop. and whoever found the calendar was like, it stops here. It's over. imagine if we go to a new calendar type or something, and whoever was like, there was a factory making calendars, right? And they're like, one day, oh, we have to stop now. So whatever. And then future people will be like, oh my God, 3,500 something, it's over.
Yeah, it's just like, if it had come close to that date at all for them, they would have probably just made a new calendar or extended it, you know? You don't need to be that future-proof that you're calendaring 1,000 years in advance.
I've heard, you know, that the conspiracy, like, they go that far, that the conspiracy theories, they never stop. Like, people are like, because most people think it's about like physical, like, you know, like impact on the world and then just everybody dies and stuff. But whoever was believing those conspiracy theories, I was like, oh, we didn't die that day. Well, that's about it. Debunked. No, those people committed and they were like, no, but did you really feel alive after that day? The world has never been the same.
Well, have you heard of the guy, I want to say it was a Japanese soldier, who was like hiding on some Pacific island for like 30 years after World War II ended? Do you reckon there's anybody out there like sitting in a bunker for the past 13 years? Thinking like, holy shit, ended in 2012.
I wish. Honestly.
All right. Okay. Already?
Anyways. Attention, it's time to buckle the fuck up and dive into the true essence of what it truly means to go local in Flores, Guatemala. Now, I do not know what happens down in Flores, but let me tell you this.
He knows.
Based on the fact that I do not know this guy's actual name, I have given him the very appropriate name of Pedro. You might ask, who is Pedro? Well, it seems he's the first boss you have to defeat if you want to stay in Flores, because my friend Pedro seemingly followed the Google Maps car for most of his trip through Flores. You turn a corner, Pedro. Going a roundabout, Pedro. Hind underneath a bridge, Pedro. I swear to God, there was this guy. Every single picture I looked up, the guy's in there. Next up, we love them, you love them, the world loves them. Tuk-tuks, the savage wild beasts domesticated by man to carry us at speeds beyond mortal comprehension. You better get good with hyperdrive or Flores is above your pay grade. Next up, skidding, Tokyo drifting, and Red Bull advertisement replicating. That's the vibe in which you will have to live if you want to fit in Flores. Here, where only one road seems to be cemented, dust is out to clog your nostrils around every corner, whilst your tires try their best to throw the extra rock at your teeth. It's survival of the fittest, so be prepared. So, if you think that roping in a wild tuk-tuk is easy, if you think that zooming with that shit throughout the jungle is trivial, then there is only one thing left for you to square up to before you become a local. Pedro.
Why can't he be my friend?
He didn't look friendly, brother. You stare into his eyes for too long, it's over.
He's got a menacing guy, like, walking 10 meters away from you at all times. Like, he's not doing anything. But even, like, when you're in your house, he's just always 10 meters away, just, like, looking at you. And it's like, all right.
That'll be the scariest shit ever. It's like that snail that follows you.
Yeah, except for Pedro, he just waits.
Because, you know? Except Pedro is real and is a serial killer.
Well, Rudy, what's your local business of the day?
I recommend you to visit the island of Flores, purely because it seems that every single infrastructural penny has gone to this island, so at this point, do it just for something to pay off for the lads.
Actually, I didn't even realize that they had, like, the island there until when I was doing my prep. I thought it was just a city. I didn't realize, like, they had the actual island.
I mean, I also didn't, cool. But then again, I'm not the geo bro.
Well, I would have definitely looked at Guatemala before. And I specifically remember playing GeoGuessr, and I had a guess in Flores that was correct. So I should have known, is what I'm saying, Rudy.
How's that going? My you local still business? Play
GeoGuessr? Do I still play GeoGuessr? Occasionally.
Yeah.
Less so than before, but yeah, I still play. It's very often just something I play with friends as opposed to just by myself. My local business, Rudy, thanks for asking, is I was just looking at the map because I didn't really have much inspiration for this one, like for the local business. So just scrolling across some businesses, and I found a pawn shop, which I thought, all right, you know, if you're in a foreign country, a pawn shop would probably be an interesting place to visit just to see what like common things you can find there. Yeah. You know? And maybe there's something like pretty funny that you could find at a cheap price. So my recommendation is this particular pawn shop that I clicked on is Guateprenda San Benito Petén in the center of Florida. So go to that one and see what you can find, people.
Okay, and for my local radio, catch you on the Milky Way with Galaxy La Picosa at 88.5 FM, where otherworldly tunes might rock your day, weirdly in Spanish, which just adds to my Spanish R from Mars theory.
Okay, I don't know why that took a minute. That took a minute to
Henry,
process.
Just like you could see the factory reset on you.
So my radio recommendation is 92.1 FM. TGUC Radio Universidad. It's the number one radio if you want to be hip and young. Because guess what, Rudy? Anyone that's not in university is not allowed to listen. Tune in for some laid-back Spanish tunes, I have to assume, because I was not legally allowed to listen.
What? Really? I've never heard a radio getting gatekept by, like, I don't know, like your status in life.
Yep, it's actually pretty strict down there. They'll like if you listen to that and they catch you, you're getting sent to prison for a couple years.
What the fuck?
That's well, right, 100% real.
Yeah, I believe you. Well, thank you very much, dear listeners, for joining us for episode 47, Flores, Guatemala, brought to you by the production of Telmov, huzzah. What else? All right, I've been your lovely host, Rudy, the one and only. Find me on Instagram at 000, RUDY 000. So three zeros, Rudy's three zeros. Find Henry at
Battling Pedro on the island of Flores to see who comes out last man standing.
You know what? I wish you luck. But do write me in your will before you go.
I will, because Pedro will beat my ass.
And then, you know, check out our colleague Colossal Pango on Twitch. I think he still streams quite regularly, so just give him some love. And I think that's about it for this episode, except one last thing left. Where do we see each other next week, Henry?
In Gaborone, in Botswana.
Oh, that's a long way. Okay, I think I have to start looking for my pants at this point.
You probably better, because if you come through the airport pantsless, you're not gonna impress.
Listen, you can impress by size even if it's as small as you've ever seen. So,
so small, it's impressive.
Yup, it's a ring. It loops all the way around, brother.